This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happy birthday to my brother, Kirk. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I just realized the day of my brother's birth that I might not have ever wished him a happy birthday, certainly not in the way I'm going to do it today, on air. And as I was contemplating, you know, because when I was preparing my notes and getting my stuff for my producers, I was like, it's my brother's birthday. And I don't know, something just said, you got to do more today than just say, hey, happy birthday. I said it to my cousins, and I remember saying it to certain people. But it may, today, for some reason, I was thinking about my brother differently. Maybe I thought that his birthday isn't interesting enough, or it's just part of my life and nobody wants to know. And I realize in radio, you do want to know things about the host. So I've got my brother that's he's 15 months older than I am, and he's having his birthday today. And we know of our half-brother, David, who's, I believe, 13 years younger than I am. And I know David's mom. I met her, Shannon. But I was told by my uncle there are 12 siblings. And ironically, I was on Ancestry DNA, and I found one of my dad's wives. And at the time of him marrying this woman, I want to say it was, I forget the year, because I just can't remember, but there was his fifth marriage. And so anyway, long story short, I found her name is Diane. I'm not going to say her last name, but Diane. So I'm wondering, does she have any kids? And so I'm curious, are these some of my half-brothers? I told you guys, my uncle said, you know, nephew. I don't know the thing, because, you know, we never really counted the other kids except for you and your brother. But, you know, rumor is that there's 12 of you. I was like, what? So anyway, I want to share this with you because I think it's somewhat interesting. I think part of the reason why I decided to do this today is I realized that both my brother and I have more years behind us than we have ahead of us. And having lost my uncle the day before Rush Limbaugh died, my mother's brother, my favorite uncle, the guy who had his head on straight, the guy who was our Superman in the family, I just decided, you know what? I want to make sure I give a proper tribute to people. And what was their impact on your life? Do you think about your siblings that way? I mean, I know you guys don't have radio shows per se, but maybe you've written a book about them or something. I don't know. What I would say is you should probably consider it before they're gone. My brother and I are still close, not geographically, but certainly emotionally we're very close. I remember him calling me early in the morning when my uncle was sick in the hospital, and he was distraught. I had never seen my brother that distraught. I used to tell you guys, many people that have listened to the program for years, my brother was so stoic when my great-grandfather died. All of us were just like, we were just, you know, sniveling little babies. And my brother was just so strong. And he says, hey, man, my, you know, belief in Christ, etc. But when my uncle was sick, my brother was in tears. I eventually was too. I can't lie. I'm a softy. I love my family. Love my friends. I have a friend right now. He's very ill. Very good friend of mine. He's taking me on bucket list type adventures I would never do myself. But I don't care about any of that. I'd give up anything for him to live another 10 years. You know? Ugh. But anyway, so back to my brother. So it's his birthday today. I know he's getting a lot of phone calls and stuff. And I said, you know, I'm going to do something different. Because, see, we were tied at the hip as little boys. You lose your mother, your father's in prison, you're raised by your grandparents. and you're as close as we were in age. We weren't twins, but people thought we were, even though he was bigger than I am. And still is, always has been. But I was tougher. I was mentally tougher, too. He would admit that. But I don't think you could grow up closer than my brother and I. And my brother, he made the mistake one time of putting this stuff in his hair that my grandfather used to use as hair relaxer. And it burned his scalp and he couldn't grow hair for a long time. And he would get teased. And I would absolutely go to war with you if you did anything to my brother. He was my older brother, but I fought more times for people to tease my brother than he did. And in a strange sort of way, it really impacted him. And I mean, I can't describe what it is like when, you know, you think about this, you're growing up in the time of the Afro and you can't grow hair. My brother had these patchy places because it literally burned the skin off of his head when he was a kid. He didn't know what it was. He just would see my grandfather put it in his hair, but he didn't understand it. This is why you got to keep your kids away from chemicals. But man, I just remember that closeness we had, and it grew even closer because I felt like, you know, it was all for one and one for all. If you tease my brother, man, you have to fight me too. I remember he gave me his driving permit when he got his actual hard license. He gave me the piece of paper he kept in his wallet as a driving permit so I could drive a year earlier than I was legally able to. And I will never forget driving our El Camino, this green El Camino, through the heart of Brady, Texas, going to the square, and I passed the town cop or sheriff or whatever, and he looked over at me because I looked like a little baby. And he looked twice, and I just remember thinking, I've got my license with me. He pulled me over, and I pulled that license out because I wasn't doing anything wrong, and I gave him my paperwork, and he was like, well, okay. I got away with it. Woo! Man, so those were the good old days. I remember my brother filming me. We were down at the... We had a great time as a family. I wouldn't trade a minute of it. We were about to do some fishing, and I was changing into swimming clothes because we were going to swim in the creek before we went fishing. And I was changing, and I was butt naked, and my grandfather had an 8mm camera. And I was so busy, I wasn't thinking. And all I could hear was the click of that camera. And I looked around, and my brother was filming me. And you should see how fast I covered up my naughty bits, man. So we would show that film to family. And people would go, I didn't think the human body could move that fast. Man, we had some fun times. Anyway, happy birthday, bro. Love you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors, do you need cash immediately?
If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast.
The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score.
At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules.
We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you.
Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days.
Use the money any way you want.
If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch,
we can help you turn your equity into fast cash.
Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Jack Posobiec tweeted, "A church was bombed in Indonesia on Palm Sunday. I wonder if their mayor will publish a pamphlet, Best Tips for Protecting Your Church from Bombings." That's in reference to the D.C. mayor putting out a tweet telling D.C. residents how to protect themselves against carjackings. We'll talk more on that in just a bit. Happy Easter, world. That's right, the holiest of our Christian holidays is coming up. And we are on notice. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. The attacks against our religion will be early and often, just like Democrat votes. Easter, the holiest of Christian holidays, and instead of celebrating Christ rising from the dead, we must concern ourselves with terror attacks.
Speaking of which, what is the status of that mass shooting Muslim in Boulder? Anybody see the story of this terror attack? Or are you still concerned about gun control? Lucky for Muslims, Christians provide no such worries during Ramadan or, wait for it, any other time. We're not waiting to blow up cafes or anything else. We pretty much have resigned ourselves to live and let live, but the Muslims haven't. This is insane. Think about all the shoes that are waiting to fall every single year at 9/11. We're like, oh, what are they going to do? What are they planning for us at Easter? What are they going to do? Oh, my goodness. Anybody remember San Bernardino around Christmas time? What are they going to do? Do you know why you get searched going into big venues like football games, baseball games, other sporting events, theaters, etc.? You think it's because of nuns with explosives strapped to their chest? Anybody remember the big event in Florida? In Paris? Well, there was a big event in Florida. It was in Orlando. It was at a gay nightclub. Oh my God, Allahu Akbar. Speaking of Paris, you remember the concert where they shot up, I don't know how many people, but they shot up a ton of people at a concert. That was the Buddhists, wasn't it? No, it was the Amish. We're always waiting for the shoe to fall for the left. Waiting to figure out, you know, what's going to be the next thing? What's the next terror attack? In the case of Joe Biden, for example, is the next terror attack going to be, well, requesting more COVID funds? Did you know that there's more Wu Flu funds being requested? Because we haven't spent enough on it. We have spent on this so-called disease, this scam of a pandemic, over $6 trillion, and they want more money. They just released $1.9 trillion of your dollars that did not even go to this nonsense. The majority of it went to a host of other things that have nothing to do with this. Waiting for the shoe to fall. Oh, you want another one? Every year, we got to worry about, when is it Breonna Taylor's death, you know, to anniversary? When is it Michael Brown Jr.'s anniversary death? So the world can just be in complete and utter chaos and turmoil. That's how leftists roll. Always waiting for the shoe to fall. Oh, you need more evidence. I get it. You don't believe me. You're like, oh, Kevin Jackson, you're just out there on your radio show talking all your nonsense. The trial of Derek Chauvin is up. You know, the dude who hunted and killed old big boy George Floyd. Yeah, his trial's coming up. And what happens when they actually have to look at the, wait on, here we come, y'all don't say this word out loud, okay? The evidence. Wait until they have to get to the evidence. And then they have to figure out, how do we not convict this guy and ruin his life when, in fact, George Floyd did this to himself? How do we do that and not burn down the country? Because you know how American leftists love their thugs. Oh, boy. George Floyd high on meth and fentanyl. He's a hero. That's Martin Luther King. Why don't you get his picture and put him up in every black folks' house right alongside Michael Brown Jr. and Breonna Taylor or whatever her name was, and I don't know, Eric Garner. You know, the 10 or 15 blacks that get themselves killed when they don't pay attention to law enforcement. Yeah, man. Did I mention a church was bombed in Indonesia on Palm Sunday? I bet you don't know about it. I bet you don't even think. I bet the leftists don't even care about your big holiday coming up. You know, with the Easter Bunny and all that. It's supposed to be a fun time. It's supposed to be a celebration, a rebirth. I don't think they care. They want to test your sensibilities, and they did it on January when they officially decided that the big cheat was in. That was the time to get onto your sensibilities, folks, because now you got reckless Joey Demento in office. And he's going to solve all your problems. And you know how he's going to do it? Oh, by the way, I don't know if you guys saw it, but he's polling really high. Everybody loves his response to COVID. That's what we're told. Look at the news. Look at the polling. Because that's where forget what you know. Forget what you... Go talk to the ordinary person on the street and say, hey, how's this thing affect? Man, I'm sick of these masks. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of being locked down. I'm sick. But no, Joe Biden's polling high. Asking for more COVID relief funds. Woo flu funds, boy, because that is the money pit. If the leftists ever plan this scheme, I'm talking about worldwide. We're not talking about a small little cabal. Folks, this is people that are... The elitists of the world have gotten, I can't even explain to you, half of America's GDP is going into a nonsensical thing. The leftists are intentionally, pay attention, they're intentionally trying to bankrupt this country. All this stuff that's being propped up right now is artificial. Ask yourself, how much money is $6-8 trillion, whatever the amount is, how much can you give the people with universal basic income in propping up unions, propping up cities? How long can you keep that ruse going when you're just using fake money? If you want to kill America, folks, kill our economy, because our economy is our number one deterrent, is our number one weapon.
Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The World Health Organization is burying its dismissal of a lab leak theory at the very end of its 123-page COVID-19 origins report. The draft report also not acknowledging that the Wuhan Institute of Virology deleted a database containing information on 16,000 virus samples it had studied prior to the pandemic. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, no fan of this report.
The report is a joke. I mean, these so-called investigators do not have access to scientists. They do not have access to evidence. They basically went to Wuhan and were put in a conference room and given some coffee and donuts and a few PowerPoint slides. Chinese communists told them nothing to see here, so they walked away and said, nope, there's nothing to see here.
Jurors who will decide whether former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is guilty of killing George Floyd are hearing more testimony in day two of the trial. USA Radio News. President Biden is set to unveil his infrastructure spending proposals at a speech in Pittsburgh, but the two-part legislative package involves more than just infrastructure. The plan includes further stimulus payments as well as increased funding for health care and education. Biden's plan would raise taxes on corporations, capital gains, and individuals earning more than $1 million annually. As far as Biden working with Republicans on this proposal, Republican Senator from North Dakota, John Thune, says,
there's bipartisan support for infrastructure. There always has been. It's historically that way. But this is an administration that at least right now seems set on doing it one way, their way, or the highway.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Biden set to deliver that major policy speech on Wednesday. A wildfire in South Dakota is forcing Mount Rushmore to shut down. Flames made it onto the grounds of the National Memorial Monday night amid high winds. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser was met with backlash over the weekend after she tweeted a video advising D.C. residents how to prevent auto thefts. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Days after Mohammed Anwar was killed in a fatal carjacking that went viral on social media, the mayor, in very poor taste, very bad optics, very bad timing, says, hey, listen, auto theft is a crime of opportunity. Follow these steps to reduce the risk of your vehicle becoming a target. Remember the motto, protect your auto. God, wow. Democrats, I got to tell you, they are amazing in messaging. Spin. Right now, I'm going to get on the border here probably this today. But the spin at the border for not having transparency is that we don't want to show kids in these bad conditions. Really? Is that what you said during the time of Trump? It didn't seem to matter then. By the way, Joe Biden promised transparency. He says you have full transparency. You'll need to see it. That's when you knew you wouldn't have it. I said earlier Biden was asking for more stimulus. I want to be clear. Biden's not asking for more stimulus. The people who control Biden, the true elitists in the world, are saying to Biden, go get us another couple of trillion dollars. Anyway, back to D.C. Not that you want to go. If you do want to go, you might want to rent a bike, or because I don't think Uber was going to pick you up. And don't rent a car. Man, it reminds me of when Florida, remember when they would target people who had car rentals and they were carjacking them and killing them? Anyway, Muriel Bowser, the mayor of D.C., says, hashtag protect your auto. That's too funny. Some people said this was a tone-deaf tweet given the multiple carjackings that took place in the district last week. I want to talk about this guy, Anwar. 66-year-old Uber driver, Uber Eats,
fatally flung from his vehicle. This happened last Tuesday. After two teenage girls, aged 13 and 15, flipped his vehicle while they were attempting to steal it. Now, there's video of it that went viral. And these, I want to talk about these two girls in a minute. But before that, just understand this. Two teenage boys, aged 13 and 14, were arrested in a separate Uber-related incident 2 days later. Now, I said we ought to pass hate crime legislation for Uber drivers because we got these teenage kids. Let's just not worry about their ethnicity right now, okay? Wink, wink. These teenage kids targeting Pakistani Uber drivers. Yeah. How dare these white kids get in these Ubers and start carjacking these foreigners? Because it's mostly foreigners driving these Ubers. At least in D.C. it is. The ones that get attacked, it seems, are foreigners. Uber, by the way, is probably at least glad that there's some sympathy coming their way, because Uber had a problem with rapists. They had people driving girls and raping them and stuff. So they're like, whew, thank goodness only somebody got shot in our car. This will give us some sympathy. And they didn't get shot. They got carjacked. Two teenage girls, aged 13 and 15. Two teenage boys, aged 13 and 14. And spoiler alert, they happen to be black. The two girls assaulted. I mean, think about this. 13 and 15 girls. You're a driver. You're profiling. Because let's face it, if you're smart, you're profiling. You don't pick up two 17 and 19-year-old teenage boys in the hood. You know what I'm saying? You're profiling. And you see a 13 and a 15-year-old teenage girls, and you think, no big deal. They're not a threat. You stopped at a stoplight or whatever. They jump in your car with a stun gun and zap you. The two teens face felony charges. Here's what they say. The suspects are 13 and 15-year-old from Southeast D.C. That's a hint. And, the one girl is. And then the other one is a 15-year-old from Fort Washington, Maryland. The juveniles' names were not released. A GoFundMe page got set up for Mr. Anwar, and he is described as a hard-working Pakistani immigrant who came to the United States to create a better life for himself and his family. He is survived by his wife and two children in the United States, an adult son and four grandchildren in Pakistan is the way of. Barack Obama pronounces it. So here's a little bit more detail around this. In February, they knew this was going on. In February, authorities launched a carjacking task force. I gave you guys the numbers for carjackings in D.C., right? They're up like 300% over the same time last year. Yeah, it's very safe there. Mm-hmm. It's so safe, people don't even want to go out. They say, will you send an Uber Eats to me? I don't want to go out. Anyway, they say, combining the resources of the FBI with police in D.C. and Montgomery County to help solve cases that cross jurisdictional lines. Authorities say many cases involve juvenile suspects. I'm going to get back to the juvies in a bit. Police say the carjacking attempt targeting Anwar occurred about 4:30 p.m. and they say where it was. There was a struggle inside the Honda Accord, and the car accelerated, crashing into parked vehicles and bending a metal rack before turning on its side. Anwar, who lived in Springfield, was thrown from the vehicle. Police said the teens ran but were quickly apprehended by police with the help of a nearby member of the National Guard. Anwar died at the hospital. Senseless crime. The teens made their initial appearances together via a video in D.C. Superior Court. Each pleaded, you're going to like this, not involved. The juvenile equivalent of not guilty to the murder count and other charges. Detective Chad Leo of the D.C. Police Homicide Unit testified that after the teens were arrested, one of them told authorities that she and her companion wanted to steal a car. I mean, why not? Just for fun. I mean, there's nothing better to do. The detective did not describe precisely the moments of the incident. Leo said the girls, armed with a stun device, got into Anwar's car at the Navy Metro station. He drove a short distance to the Nationals Park. There, the alleged plan turned deadly. I don't know. I guess he was doing Uber Eats and Uber simultaneously. Based on witness accounts and a video of the incident, Leo said an argument and what happened, what appeared to be a struggle, erupted with the 13-year-old shouting, "He's got my cell phone." Eventually, Anwar was standing outside his car with the 15-year-old in the driver's seat and the other girl in the front passenger seat. Anwar tried to force his way back into his car by climbing on top of the car, top of the teen in the driver's seat, Leo said. But before he could get all the way in, the 13-year-old reached over from the passenger seat, turned on the ignition, and manipulated the gear shift. I mean, I can just see this guy. He's like, you know, this is his lifeline. He's fighting for it. You would think, well, it's just a car. No, it's his survival. It's the way he makes his money. It's the way he does his business. But, I mean, can you imagine? Have you seen these videos of police being dragged through the streets and what have you? Anyway, it says, while he was hanging outside the car through the open driver's door, the vehicle lurched forward, accelerated down the block, made a sharp right turn, struck the curb, overturned, landing passenger side up. He was ejected, suffered broken bones, and injury to his head. How pathetic. How sad. D.C. police say 46 carjackings occurred in the district in the first 5 weeks of this year compared to 8. By the same time in 2020. See, if they really wanted to stop this stuff, they could. In all of last year, police reported 345 carjackings, a spike of 143% from the 142 that occurred in 2019. That's what happens when you put leftists in control. More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality and ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Jackson, why are you spending time on this Uber carjacking? Is that what you're asking yourselves? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. What's the big deal, man? Is this a carjacking, bro? Come on. Well, let me explain. Because, see, if you just look at this in its little bitty piece, then it doesn't make, it's like, what's the big deal? It's like, what's the big deal about a dude getting killed by the police in Ferguson, Missouri? Black dude got shot. Happens. Happens all the time. Why is that one that is a big deal? Well, is because we don't know how to blow up something. We don't know how to make something bigger than life, because this is bigger than life. What it represents. If the perps, these 13 and 15-year-old girls, were white, particularly if they were white men, you'd hear a lot more about it. You'd be talking about toxic masculinity and how it's not safe with these little white roving kids going around, these little teenage white boys that are out there carjacking. Anybody notice that I just said it was two girls, ages 13 and 15, who hijacked the Pakistani guy? Stop Pakistani hate! You guys seeing all the stop Asian hate? Because two black dudes killed an Asian man, like an 80-year-old Asian dude, a robbery. They tried to tie it to Wu Flu. Stop Asian hate. Some dude decided to shoot up massage parlors because he had a sexual addiction, and he went to all the places that he was at thinking that that would shut him down. It's like my great-grandfather thinking when he shut off the radio, he shut the dude up. Now it's stop Asian hate. Why isn't this stop Pakistani hate? What are the statistics of carjackings as it pertains to race? Do you know? The government has the stats. I guarantee you they do. They keep race stats on everything. If you go to get your toenails clipped, they tell you how many toenails were, you know, kept on file by the Chinese, the Vietnamese people that clipped them. Why is there no national news on carjackings as it relates to race? I gave you the statistics a minute ago. D.C. police said 46 carjackings occurred in the district in the first 5 weeks of the year compared to 8 by the same time last year in 2020. Anybody want to do the math? That's an almost 600% increase in carjackings. In all of last year, there were 345 carjackings, a spike of 143%. That was from the previous year. They only had 142 carjackings the year before. It's now 345. And they're on pace, I don't know what the number is, but they're on pace to go up 600%. So if the numbers hold, they're going to have almost 2,000 carjackings in the district. Anybody want to give me an idea of what the race of the people that are doing this is? I know you're scared. White people, you're scared. I get it. I understand. You're scared for thinking it. Let me save you the suspense. It's black kids. It's mostly black kids. Now, this is dang near epidemic at the rate that it's going. Have you heard anybody talking about it as an epidemic? This article goes on to say, juveniles have been a particular concern in the district. Police say 23 youths ages 12 to 17 have been arrested this year on carjacking charges. One 14-year-old was charged in two armed carjackings and three armed robberies in a single day in January. I know. That doggone Donald Trump. Man, so good they got rid of him. God, look at this. They didn't even want to tell you that these two girls that did this were black. But they had to. But let me just tell you the sympathy. A guy named Scott Hetchinger.
Yeah.
I won't bother to tell you Scott's ethnicity. But he wants to help black people. And here's what he tweeted. When I hear of a 13 and 15-year-old charged with murder, I don't think killer. I think child. I don't think punishment. I think help. I don't think murder. I think tragedy for all. We can call for justice for Muhammad Anwar without calling for the heads of young black girls. Mm-hmm. See, this is another one of these bleeding heart leftists that has fallen for the ruse. See, let me explain. there are 13 and 15-year-old girls that you think about in the normal mode of life, and you say to yourself, wow, cute little girls going to high school or junior high, whatever, and about to prepare for life. And then you have 13-year-old girls who grow up in Democrat-controlled rat holes. And let me just tell you, those are 30-year-old troublemakers. These 13 and 15-year-old girls are not anything you've seen. They're not normal. I've talked about this before. I said, I get it. I think when you're a suburbanite and you watch your kids, I have a 14-year-old. I don't even think about him in terms of being a criminal. I think about him and playing his baseball, hanging out with his buddies. He has gone through puberty. He's got the deep voice now. You know, the whole thing. I don't think about him being a criminal. Carjacking? Not even in his lexicon. Why? Because he knows daddy don't play. Neither does mom, by the way. But we don't play. Don't even think about it. And I don't want to say he's sheltered. He's grown up normal. He's not thinking about, he even as an adult, he wouldn't think about that. But you have a whole other group of kids being raised by the village. You know, it takes a village. And let me tell you what the village has allowed in D.C. Amazing amounts of crime. When I tell you that leftists get up in the morning after nightmares and they face the reality of their lives, which is more nightmares, it makes you understand why they lie to themselves. They have to make themselves believe that they're doing it right. DC, folks, is doing it right. Forget the statistics. So what? Carjackings are up almost 600% from the year before, which were up all over 200% from the year before that. So what? You're wrong, they're right. We want statehood. We want to give more of this kind of nonsense to the world. And why shouldn't we? We're smarter than you are. It's the cradle of government. And the mayor, Bowser, well, she's got it under control, right? In as much as Joey Demento has the border under control, or sister girl, Kamala Harris, she's got the border under control because she's in control over there now, boy. They're going to be, you know, cooking up and barbecuing and doing, you know, throwing some house parties at the border pretty soon because Kamala Harris is in charge. Joe Biden was put in charge of cancer. Well, we cured that, didn't we? These people create problems that they can't even solve themselves. The problems metastasize, become cancerous beyond recognition, and they pretend nothing's, you know, no big deal. Anybody else would be sounding the alarms. Would be, oh, they, well, Kevin, they did put in an FBI, you know, police department task force to look into these carjackings. Wow, could they have done it maybe 2 years ago? Or prevented it before? Maybe they need to toughen the laws. Do you realize right now, there are jurisdictions in this country that are saying certain crimes we're not even going to respond to anymore. We have so much other big crime, we're not going to respond to shoplifting. We're not going to respond to petty theft. We're not going to respond to a fight. Stuff like that. It's a wild, wild west in many of these places, and they don't care. We talked the other in one episode, broadcast of the program, California now, if you shoplift up to $950, it's not even a crime. It's a slap on the wrist at best. People are running out of stores with this stuff because of it. The left create problems, and this is a major problem. And if it were anybody else, if it were white boys, it would be toxic masculinity we'd be discussing, or gun control.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.